Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser! B-Migs, you're a loser!
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Ryan from Tacoma is. Ryan, are you there?
Yes.
Ryan, did you listen to the men's room on Friday at 5:40 to hear the cheat sheet by any chance?
Oh, I did not.
All right. The playing field is level for you, Steve.
And this could be win number 300, fingers crossed.
Get out of the studio and we'll find out.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Ryan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which month has the most letters?
September.
Yes. Who is Frances Bean Cobain's mother?
Courtney Love.
Correct. Which continent has the most countries?
Asia.
No.
Africa.
Yes. In what 2010s year was the Amazon Fire Kindle first introduced?
2010, 2011.
No. Yes, 2011. Found in rocky deserts, what type of plant is an organ pipe?
Cactus.
Yes. How many lobes does the liver have?
Two,
no,
three,
no.
Four.
Yes, four. Which dog breed translates to dwarf dog in Welsh?
Pomeranian?
No.
Welsh, should I pass?
Hypnos was the Greek god of what?
Love?
No.
Sorry, can you repeat that one?
Hypnos was the Greek god of what?
Oh, pass.
The TV show Bonanza was set during which war?
Civil War?
Yes. What is the rarest diamond color? No, no, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct there, Ryan. Very well done.
Nice.
Nice. That's right.
Yeah.
Steve will not hit number 300.
Wow.
Not this time.
Oh, come on.
I don't think so.
This is the capper for a great Seattle sports weekend, is to have me win at Beat Migs for game number 300.
That's, give the people what they want,
it's
then, Steve.
It's right up there with the Mariners sweeping the Astros, right?
Yeah, sure. Are you ready?
Yeah. I believe that I am. Let's check with your son.
Showtime.
All right.
Which month has the most letters?
Which month? January.
No.
September.
Yes. Who is Frances Bean Cobain's mother?
Courtney Love.
Correct. Which continent has the most countries?
Courtney Love. What's that? I'm sorry.
Which continent has the most countries?
Which continent has the most countries? Let's go with Asia.
No.
Europe.
No.
Africa.
Yes. In what 2010s year was the Amazon Fire Kindle first introduced?
2010s year. 2015.
No.
2014.
No.
2013.
No. Damn. Found in rocky deserts, what type of plant is an organ pipe?
Cactus.
Yes. How many lobes does the liver have?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. Which dog breed translates to dwarf dog in Welsh?
Is it a Dachshund?
No.
Dwarf dog. Chihuahua.
No.
The Schnauzer.
No, Hypnos was the Greek god of what?
Hypnotism.
No.
Vision.
No.
Water.
No. The TV show Bonanza was set during which war?
The Vietnam War.
No.
The World War One.
No.
The War of 1812.
No.
Son of a...
Steve, you got 5 correct, and that is a loss.
Oh.
7-5. Congratulations on your victory, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the cream just rises to the top.
Dig it.
Let's see here. The 2010s year that the Amazon Fire Kindle was first introduced, 2011.
Oh, okay.
The dwarf dog in Welsh is the corgi.
The corgi.
Yes, those makes sense, right?
Those dogs are cute.
They are so cute. Corgi butts drive me nuts. Hypnos.
What? Excuse me?
Was the Greek god of sleep. Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Our friend Ryan did know that Bonanza was set during the Civil War, and one that you did not get to. What is the rarest diamond color?
Purple.
Red.
Okay.
There you go, Steve. Hey, maybe, just maybe, you'll hit win number 300 at 850.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We just had the opportunity to help raise money for a very important cause, and it was all while we were walking up the stairs of the entire top level of T-Mobile Park. So how did that go for us? We're going to tell you after Ozzy Osbourne. Last week, we had a very awesome, very unique opportunity to help out the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation at the Seattle CF Stair Climb.
Yes.
And we got to MC it, and then we actually took part in the climb, which was up to 1,500 stairs, if you so choose.
It was the entire top, like the 300 level of T-Mobile Park.
So how did that go for us? These are some of the highlights.
So we are here at the CF Stair Climb.
Yes, and we're behind firefighters in full gear that are about to climb 1,500 steps with all of their equipment. It's
yes,
insane.
And then rounding up the line of people, the Daily Mix Show.
We are, like, really fast.
So there are, like, hundreds of people. They have...
And by fast, I mean, we were so slow.
Like, dead last slow.
Yeah, I mean, there were people with weighted vests that were going quicker than us.
Sprinters, they have joggers, they have runners, they have walkers, and then they have what they call the tourists.
Yeah, we're bringing up the rear. Somebody's got to do it.
Are we done?
We're giving everyone else the opportunity to shine.
Guys, we did one. We did one. We're already done.
We just went up, and now I'm already sweating. All right, Taryn, I think we hit the halfway point because we're behind home plate now.
Is that the marker?
We have, like, two more flights, Steve.
You've got to be kidding me.
There.
Party pooper. How are you feeling so far?
Actually, pretty good. This is not terrible.
Do you enjoy going up or going down?
Going down, Steve.
Yeah.
This is fantastic, though. What a view.
It's so nice. I love it out here.
We are now officially at the halfway point. Taryn, do you want to stop?
Yes. I wanted to do 750 stairs, call it a day. The Mariners are playing.
But what better way to support the Mariners than by walking another 700 and something steps for them to win the game?
However you want to justify it, Steve.
Spoiler alert, they didn't win that game.
No.
And it was hot out because the weather was, I mean, it was a beautiful view.
We were all very sweaty.
We were all cooking, especially Danny. I think Danny was drenched at that point.
I was drenched by the first flight. What are we talking about?
Embarrassing.
I just like how we guilted Taryn into doing this, Steve. She's like, you guys were ready to stop, right? And I was like, no. Steve's like, no, I'm good, let's go.
Yeah, well, you guys actually work out regularly.
It was at water. I feel like I have a second life. Would you be doing it better if they had tequila for you?
Yes!
We have one flight of stairs to walk down and we're done.
We are almost making it to our final descent. I'm very winded, I'm very sweaty, but you guys, we've almost done it.
We hit the 30-minute mark.
Yeah.
It took us 30 minutes, guys.
We did it!
Just as a give some context, there were some teenagers that decided to run the entire thing and finished it in less than 9 minutes.
I believe. it was right around 9 minutes. Impressive.
Yeah, we were terrible.
We're winners. Look, you hear them all cheering for us.
Because we're so good.
They're so impressed by our time.
Yes.
Listen to them.
30 minutes and 29 seconds.
T-Mobile Park is on fire right now.
Woo!
As Team Daily Migs is rounding that final flare. Like the Mariners of 2025, we're here to win.
Finishing strong.
Let's go! Did it! Yes! Oh, we won water!
That was the best water I've ever had.
We needed that so bad. We've met some incredible people through the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. One of them, Danica, who we got to chat with after the walk.
All right, we are here with Danica. We just finished in 30 minutes. No big deal.
Danica, we're so excited to meet you. And you just hooked us up with t-shirts that say Sydney's Superstars.
Yes.
Who is Sydney? Tell us about her.
Sydney's our daughter. She's 23 years old. So we've been doing CF stuff for 24 years.
Wow.
Amazingly healthy. So everything that we raise goes into cystic fibrosis funds and research. And it's like, she wouldn't be here today and as healthy as they are if we didn't have the funds to get where they are today. So
how many different walks have you participated in altogether?
24.
So you have done all of them, all 24 of
all
them.
24.
Wow. Yeah.
And we started off in the Washington Mutual Tower,
yes,
doing the stair climbs, and then we've moved here. So.
I got to say, I think this is just so much cooler.
It is.
Outside, we're not confined.
100%. And people with CF are allowed to do this stair climb, but when it was over and enclosed, they can't do it because they can't be by each other.
Too close, yeah.
So for someone that maybe is, experiencing a CF diagnosis, a family that's going through that, what's like the biggest piece of advice that you can give somebody that's learning that they have a child with cystic fibrosis?
The biggest advice we had is they are perfectly normal. They happen to have cystic fibrosis. The best thing that we ever did for Sydney is we never limited her. We made her limit herself. So she can do whatever the heck she wants to do. In fact, she's applying for medical school, so she can do whatever she wants to do. So we don't set her limits. She set her limits. And if she wants to do something, then we're there to help take the barrier to get out of it.
You got to be so proud. I mean, now I'm extra proud to wear this t-shirt.
Yay. This is so inspirational. Shout out to your daughter, Sydney. It was so great to meet you. This was a wonderful event, and we look forward to doing it again.
And for people that want more information and if they want to donate, where can they go?
So they can go to www.cff.org, and there's a bunch of information about all the research that's happening, about all events that are happening in Seattle.
Danica, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
It was quite the weekend for our Seattle Mariners as they swept the Houston Astros and now have a 3-game lead over them for the first place spot, which is so exciting. And many are talking about that insane catch that happened.
The Robles.
The catch heard around the world.
It was so great.
We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Mariners were just unstoppable over the weekend and ended up beating the Astros on Saturday night 6-4. And the key moment definitely came when Victor Robles made that insane diving catch to win the game.
Save the game.
Right center field.
Double him up at second.
Victor Robles makes the catch.
Yes.
And that is the ball game.
And I think that's Jay Buhner, who's in the booth with them. He's just like, yes. And I love the crowd. They went from super loud because they thought that was going to be a big hit that's going to bring in some runs, tie the game up potentially, and then no, and they got quiet.
The biggest series win in a lifetime for the Mariners.
I probably watched that replay 20 times over the weekend.
Because he just came from out of nowhere.
Like, Superman did.
Like, you kind of like were expecting, okay, Julio's trying. He's not going to get it. And then out of nowhere just comes Victor. And you're just like, what the F? This team just continues to have fun moments that get us, get me more and more fired up as six more games left in the season?
So exciting.
They swept the Astros.
All the fans just absolutely exploding with excitement to be watching this online. So let's go straight to the comments.
So we found a bunch of comments about that catch. We figured, who better to read it than a guy who was part of a team that also had an improbable season where they ended up winning the World Series. Granted, it was a fictional story, but it's Charlie Sheen.
Oh, no.
Wild Thing, Ricky Vaughn.
Yes.
And we figured Charlie Sheen could read these comments, because who better? Also, he's back in the news again because of his documentary.
Very much so.
Now, full disclosure, the robot version of Charlie Sheen sounds a lot younger and a lot less beaten down by the drugs.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for the first comment?
Oh, yes.
That catch won the AL West and absolutely crushed Houston's soul. You f***ing love to see it.
I definitely did. It was so awesome.
It was beautiful.
I saw something, and I don't know if that was the Astros. Now, if the Mariners end up winning the AL West, this is the first time that the Astros haven't won the AL West in, like, forever.
That's going to feel real good.
Hell yeah.
He dove from out of frame, bro.
Yeah, he did.
It's like you're watching the, you're like, where are we going with this camera shot? Oh, my God.
Did you see somebody, like, took, like, that iconic Celine Dion song? Like, the part where it all kicks in? That,
like, my heart will go
yes,
on?
Yes, yes, oh. That song. The moment. I kept thinking of the name of it, Danny.
You know that one song.
It's the
From
only
that one,
we know.
Movie he's never seen.
Titanic. The moment he catches it is, like, the moment, like, the song just kind of, like, has that anthemic moment. It's so great.
Bro wasn't on the screen. He wasn't even on the same channel. He was chilling on HGTV, ran through CNN, and magically appeared on Root Sports.
That's the best way to describe it.
I mean, the level of athleticism is off the charts.
Oh, man, that was just so great.
We're going to be talking about this one for a long time.
All right, that's when the drugs must have kicked in on Charlie Sheen. It's a long time, but thanks, Charlie.
Does anyone here think we are going to be World Series champions, or is it just me?
No, it's all of us in this room, right?
Yes.
Danny, you're on board, right?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, I didn't know if you were on board for them winning the World Series like we are.
No, Steve, I don't want the Mariners to win. Yeah, of course I do.
I've been watching this over and over, and he makes the catch every time.
You're expecting him not to?
I know.
I mean, it's such an improbable catch. At some point, he's not going to catch it.
To the victor, come the row blaze.
Oh, I get it. Nice play on words.
Yeah.
Kind of spoils him.
So awesome. Mariners fans have been waiting forever for this. Just unreal.
It does feel like we have been waiting forever for this.
I know.
What a season this
has
been.
It's just been beautiful.
I mean, what an ending so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, still six more games. They better not F it up, especially against the Rockies.
They're not going to coug it.
He came out of nowhere. All that was missing was the cape. Go Mariners.
Well, there are some memes out there that have him with a cape, which is pretty awesome.
It was very Superman-y.
After watching that play, I did a backflip in my living room, and I didn't even know I could do a backflip.
It was superhuman. It was.
We have a couple more comments about the Victor Robles catch during the Mariners game on Saturday night.
This gave me the save vibe when Richard Sherman tipped the ball in the NFC Championship game. What a save.
It was like, it felt the same way watching. You were just like, that didn't just happen. There's no way that just happened. Good things never happen to us Seattle sports fans. All right, one more comment?
Yes.
Play this clip at my funeral because I'm dead.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have the latest threads available in the Rock Shop at KISW.com for you to just upgrade that wardrobe a little bit. You can check out the KISW Vintage Tee and also the Men's Room Drinking Shirt. Get them while they're hot at KISW.com. Many rockaholics are just getting started with their day. You're probably waking up and trying to make sense of what's happening out there in the world. And pop culture is a very busy place. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
The Charlie Sheen documentary, highly recommend it. It's a wild watch, aka Charlie Sheen. And because of this, he is doing a lot of press at the moment, One of his recent appearances was on 60 Minutes Australia, where he was revealing that his extensive cocaine use at one point led to a drug cartel cutting him off.
What?
Because this drug cartel was assuming that he was reselling the drugs due to the sheer volume of cocaine being purchased.
Okay, that's very impressive.
Yeah. To get cut off by the cartel?
The cartel cut you off?
They did. They did. They had never seen someone acquiring that kind of weight, you know. And so the only other people that they were delivering that kind of weight to were dealers. Mm. And they thought I was dealing on the side.
And he's just like, no, man, it's just for me.
It's a personal stash.
One gear. Go.
It's just a personal amount.
Imagine having that much.
Oh my God.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
You'd think that's almost like a rock bottom moment. And so have you watched all of the Charlie Sheen documentaries?
All caught up.
It's a docu-series, right?
Yes, there's two, and they're about an hour and a half apiece. So, it takes a minute to get through it, but it is a roller coaster.
All right, so I don't know if you were watching any other football game. I know you were busy over in
Black Butte Ranch, Oregon.
I always think Butte, Montana, but Black Butte Ranch, Oregon. But there are a lot of good football games going on, especially that one. I mean, I think a lot of us were watching just to see because NFC West implications with the Eagles and the Rams. The Eagles are down 5 points with less than 2 minutes to go. They score a touchdown with only like a minute and some change left in the game. So you're like, okay, great. Then the Rams got into field goal range, and they were trying to kick it, and it ends up getting blocked. And then the Eagles end up marching down and scoring a touchdown from the blocked field goal attempt. And I want to play the audio of that moment so you could guess where was this game happening, because I think you'll be able to figure it out rather quickly based on the crowd's reaction.
Josh Riccardi's hit 4 field goals today. His last one was blocked. From 44, Josh Riccardi has it blocked again! This time, Jordan Davis, the big man!
How fired up! I honestly thought for sure Rams were going to win. I'm like, here we go.
Apparently, fly, Eagles, fly.
Did you catch any of the Sunday night football game with Russell Wilson?
Yes.
What the hell? Dude, there were so many great tweets and posts online about him, like, basically, is he trying to murder his wide receivers with some of those, they call them, like, hospital passes?
Because sure.
He throws the ball, it's like you're just exposing your wide receiver to get just crushed by the other team. And it happened to, was it Malik Nabers, where he got a concussion?
That's just awful.
Not a good performance from Russell Wilson. I wonder, and the New York fans and the New York media, they're already all over him, and they're demanding that Jackson Dart is going to be their quarterback. Who knows what's going to happen in the next game, but I don't think Russ is the answer.
Sit here eating my popcorn and wait what happens.
Crazy.
So there was a 175-pound bear that ended up being caught on video going through the aisles of a Dollar General in New Jersey this last Tuesday. This is from the cop cam along with a witness who was pretty emotional over everything that was going on.
This is not good. Come on, come with me. He's going through the front of the store. Clear the front of the store.
There's people in the store. I would rather get the bear out of the store.
I always love the New Jersey, New York accent. Just being someone who grew up, hey, bear, get over here.
It's very intense.
Follow me out.
They kind of like pawed at each other for a little bit. The bear got on top of them. My guys were outside, luckily enough. They got the bear distracted long enough to get my dog on a leash.
My heart just sank. I got tears in my eyes. I'm tearing up now thinking about it. I asked the cop, was that just a tranquilizer or did you have to shoot him? And he said we had to shoot him. And I started crying.
Poor bear.
Devastated the lady there too. The bear got on top of him though?
That's insane.
Yeah.
That would be very scary. The Daily Mix Show. Is it going to happen for you, Steve Nicks? Are you going to hit win number 300? If you would like to try to beat Migs and prevent that from happening, call 206-803-ROCK right now. And we will play Beat Migs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.